Today's Daf HaShavu Shirin Yerushalmi is dedicated to the memory of Dora Bas Yisrael Silver, Ola HaShalom. It begins in the Oz V'Hodor edition on Daf Ayin Tes Amid Beis in the middle of the Amid with the Mishnah Halacha Beis. In the Vilna edition, it is on Daf Nun Ches Amid Aleph. Our Mishnah continues in the Halachas that there is a dispute between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel concerning the Seuda. And our Mishnah, as the Rosh Cirillo tells us, in the right-hand column at the bottom of the Amid, five lines from the bottom, the Rosh Cirillo said that our Mishnah is speaking about either one or the other of the following two cases, either B'yayin Habol Lifnei Hamazon Mairi. It's speaking about during the week, but their minig, as we've learned before in our Masechta, they used to bring wine out before the Seuda, or the Rosh Cirillo says, two lines further, Inami b'Shabbos v'Yontiv d'mavin yayin lifnei hamazon, or Shabbos and Yontiv, where always wine is brought to make Kiddush on before the Seuda. So now we have the yayin, which he makes Kiddush on, or he makes a Bar Priya Goffin on. He also has to wash his hands, Netilas Yadayim. The reason why the Chachamim were Mesakin Netilas Yadayim, we will learn further in the Shir. And following the Netilas Yadayim and the Bracha of Netilas Yadayim, he makes Hamoitzi, and he makes the Bracha of Hamoitzi Lechem Haaretz, and he cuts the bread and eats it. The question is, what is the right Seder? Most of Klal Yisrael makes Kiddush first, and then they wash their hands and make Hamoitzi. However, that's only the Sheet of Beis Hillel. We paskin like Beis Hillel. Beis Shammai disagrees. Beis Shammai says, in this scenario, what one must do is first Netilas Yadayim, then Kiddush, or during the week, Bayrei Priya Gofen, and following that, Hamoitzi Lechem Min Haaretz. The Hamoitzi Lechem Min Haaretz will be going back on the Netilas Yadayim. It's interrupted in the middle with the Bayrei Priya Gofen. That's according to Beis Shammai. The reasons for both Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, as the Haredim tells us, will be mentioned in the Gemara. So let us see the Mishnah inside, and we'll learn the Haredim, and then we'll begin with the Gemara. Says the Mishnah, Beis Shammai Oimrim. Beis Shammai says, Noitlim liyadayim. First you wash your hands. Ve'achekach moizgin es hakois. And then you pour the kois. Then you make Kiddush, or during the week, that's the time when you make Bar Priya Goffin. Moizgin actually means you mix the wine. In those days, as we've learned before in the Masechta, the wine was very strong, and one could not drink it unless they would mix it together with water. The ratio was three parts water to one part wine. So since it's necessary to mix it together, meziga, that's why pouring of the wine is called moizgin es hakois. So first is Netilas Yadayim, and then you're Moizig de Kois. So Beis Hillel Oimrim, no, the opposite. Moizgin HaKois Tchila. First you pour the wine, you make the Bar Priya Goffin, you make Kiddush for Achachach Noitlin Yadayim, then you make Netilas Yadayim, and Amoitzi. Let us see the Haredim inside. So we're going to start with the Haredim, the last short line, V'ka'amri Beis Shammai, and Beis Shammai says, in this scenario where you have to make Bar Priya Goffin and Netilas Yadayim and Amoitzi, what's the correct order? Noitlin liyadayim, u'moizgin es hakois v'shoysen oisoi. And then va'oichlin sudosom bahinatila. So you first wash your hands, then you make Kiddush, and then you make Hamoitzi based on the Netilas Yadayim that you made before the Yayin. Ubeis Hill Oimrim continues the Haredim. Moizgin es hakois, v'shoysen oisoi. You pour the wine, you make the Bar Priya Goffin, you make Kiddush, and then you drink the wine. Va'achekach noitlin yadayim, and then you wash your hands, and you make Hamoitzi of a time of the Tarvayim and Farshah Gemara. The reason of both Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel will be explained in our Gemara. Before we begin the Gemara inside, a Hagdama in Hilchas Tumah V'Tahara is necessary. Min HaTorah, we have an Avia Vois HaTumah, for example, a mace. Someone comes in contact with a mace, he becomes an Av HaTumah. An Av HaTumah is able to transfer Tumah to Adam V'Kalim, to a person or to vessels. They become Arishin L'Tumah. Arishin L'Tumah is unable to transfer Tumah to Adam V'Kalim. they can transfer tumah to oichlin umashkin, to food and drink. Oichlin umashkin that are now as sheni latuma can be metame truma, or the actual lashon is poisel truma. Poisel means that the next item down the list, down the chain, is tame, but it cannot be metame something else. So a sheni that comes in contact with truma passels the truma. The truma is tame. The truma cannot make a revi. If the sheni comes in contact with hegdish, then it makes the hegdish shlishi tame, and the shlishi hegdish now will poisel a revi. Hegdish goes up till a revi. It can't go further than a revi. So the revi by hegdish is poisel. It is tame. It cannot make anything else tame. By truma, shlishi already is puzzle. It is tame, cannot make anything else tame. That is the general order of the transference of tuma. Now, the Gemara in Masechta Shabbos on Daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis tells us that the Chachamim once gathered together and they made 18 takonis. And our Gemara here, our Yerushalmi, will be discussing three of those 18 takonis. So, the first of the three is Kol HaPoisel Es HaTruma Metame Mashken Liyos Tchila. Whatever Pasel's Truma, that means, as we have explained before, that a Sheni makes a Shlishi, by Truma it Pasel's it, the third one is Tome, but it cannot be Metame Revi. So call HaPoisel as a truma. If you are a sheni and you are making the truma a shlishi, you're pasling the truma. There's a special dimid rabbanon that mitame mashkel yoistchila, that you make liquids into a rishoin. And which liquids are we talking about? There's seven mashkin. And there's a way to remember these seven liquids, Yad Shochat Dam. Through this acronym, we can remember it. The hand shechted blood. What does it mean? It stands for the seven items. The Yud is Yayin, wine. The Dalet is Dvash Devoirim, the honey from bees. Shochat, the Shin, is Shemen Zayis, olive oil. The Ches is Cholov, milk. The Tes is Tal, dew. And the last word of the acronym is Dam. The Dalet stands for Dam, and the Mem stands for Mayim. These are the seven Mashkin that if they come in contact with a Sheni, the Sheni makes the Mashkin into a Tchila. And now that the Mashkin is back in the Rishon category, Midrabbanan, we know that a Rishon can be Metameh Oichlenu Mashkin. So now it will be Mitame, whatever it comes in contact with, and makes it into a sheni. So that was the first takana they made. In general, we learned before that a rishon cannot make adam v'kelim tame. The rabbanim made an exception. This mashka that we are discussing, that came in contact with a sheni, one of these seven liquids came in contact with a sheni, they now become a tchila, a rishon, and they can be mitame, but they can also be metame a keli. Normally, a rishon cannot be metame a keli. Only an av can be metame adam v'kelim, not a rishon. The rabbanan here made an exception. They said that this rishon that has become tame from a sheni, because it's a liquid, and it can now be metame oichlenu mashkin, it can also be metame a keli mid rabbanon. But since it's only a tumah de rabbanon, the rabbanon made it an easy tumah in the sense that in a deraisa situation, if an av is metame keli, then the whole keli becomes tame. If it's only a tumah mid rabbanon, such as in our case, so the halacha is that the outside becomes tame. However, the inside or the handle, the yad, or the ugenoi shel kli, the lip of the keli, they do not become tummy, to show that it's only a light tumah mid rabbanan. And the third takana that our Gemara will be discussing will be the tumah that goes on yadayim. Yadayim have a din of a sheni l'tumah, and therefore, if they come in contact with mashke, they will make the mashke into a tchila. And now, if that mashke, for example, would come in contact with a keli, according to the halachas that we have said, the keli would become tami mid rabbanim, meaning that only the outside of the keli will become tami, but not the inside, the handle or the lip. They will not become tami. These are the basic halachas nageya to our sugya. Our sugya will start off by telling us that there's a machloikus between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel whether you're allowed to use a keli that is tami mid rabbanim from the outside and not from the inside. Can that keli be used in the state of tumah or not? Beis Shammai says no. Beis Hillel says yes. Now let us see the Gemara inside based on this hagdama, and we'll go through the charedim, and hopefully based on the hagdama, the charedim will be much easier to understand, and we will get a better comprehension of the machloikas here between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Begins the Gemara, Ma Tam de Beis Shammai, what's the reason of Beis Shammai that they say that you have to wash your hands before you hold a cup of wine for Kiddush or to make the Bar Priya Gofen? The reason is, Shelo Yitmu Mashkin Shabachari Akois Miyadov. Beis Shammai is worried for Netzoitzoitz. This is another machloikis here in the sugya between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Beis Shammai is worried for drops of wine. You were pouring the wine into the cup. We're worried that some drops spilled over. They went on the back of the kli. Now Beis Shammai says you have to use a tor kli. You cannot use a kli that's tamei mid rabbanan. So the kli is tor. However, it has on the back now dampness. It's wet from the droplets that spritzed out, that dropped out while you were pouring the wine or grape juice into the cup. Now your hands are tummy. If you would not make Netilas Yadayim before holding the kois, your hands are tummy. Your hands are tummy. They make the water tummy. Your hands are sheni. But a shiny hands pasul truma, call a hapoisel as a truma. Anything apostles truma, making it a shlishi, means that you're tame shiny. That's hands. So metamen is a mashkin liyos tchila. It makes the mashkin, according to the rule that we learned before, into a rishon. Now the mashkin that's a rishon we learned can make a tor keli into a keli that's tame mid rabbanan from the outside. Now you're making kiddush, you're using a keli that has become tamei because of the droplets that became tamei from your hand, and those droplets made the keli tamei. And Beis Shammai holds that you're not allowed to use a tamei keli. So that's what Beis Shammai says. Why Beis Shammai holds you can't use a tamei keli, we'll see in the charedim. Again, my time to Beis Shammai. What's the reason of Beis Shammai? Shelo yitmu mashkin shebachori akois miyadov. That the liquids that spilled over to the back of the keli should not become tummy from your tummy hands, because you didn't do netilas yadayim, if you would not do netilas yadayim before. V'yachsaru v'yitamu es akois. And then those waters, which are now tummy from the hands, are a rishon, and they make the keli tamei mid rabbanan, the outside of the keli, and you're not allowed to use a keli whose outside is tamei. My time in the Beis Hillel. What's the reason of Beis Hillel? Why do they argue in Beis Shammai? Lo'oilam acharei akois tameiin. The kois that you use is always tamei. In other words, you're allowed to use a kois that's tamei. And we're not worried about the droplets that spill over to the back of the keli. Let us see the charedim, who explains the reasons of Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel in more depth. Says the charedim at the Gemara, four lines after it gets wide on the left hand column, shelo yitmu mashkin. This is the reason of Beis Shammai. Shema toimer moizin a kais kaidim until shadayim. If you're going to say that you pour the kais before and until shadayim, like Beis Hillel, Shema yitmu mashkin shenaflu acharya kais b'shas mezigis machmas hayadayim. Perhaps the liquid that poured over the back of the kais will become tame from the hands. This was the third gzera that we spoke about today. The third gzera was that the yadayim, they gave a din of a sheni. And then we had that other rule, the other one of the yudches gzeras, that the tameh hands which have a din of a sheni are metameh the mashkin that's on the back of the keli to make it into a rishon. And then if the mayim is a rishon, then it could be metameh the kelim from the outside midrabbanim v'yatsu ramayim v'yitamas achorei akos, the back of the kos shamashkin shenitmu mashkin that became tameh metamen kelim midrabbanim are metameh kelim midrabbanim. Elo shehi kilu betumazu, they made a kula shekli shenitmu achorav b'mashkim loy nitmatoichai, a keli that became tame from mashkim midrabbanan, so the inside of the keli is not tame, v'loy yodav not the handles, v'loy ugnoy and not the lip. V'savri beis shamai osur lishtamish b'koy shecharv tameis. The beis shamai holds one is not allowed ever to use a keli that's only tamei midrabbanan in the back of the keli. Afal pishalaynit betach, even though the inside is not tamei. Now, what is the reason? Here's the charedim tells us the reason. Gzeira, if you're going to allow a person to use a tamei keli, what happens if a person washed his hands and his hands are tahor? Maybe there will be drops that will jump out, they'll spill over to the back of the cup. Now, if you can use a tamei keli, so then the mashkin will become tamei from the back of the keli. And that mashkin will in turn be metame the hands. The kiv in the also lishtamish b'koy shachar for tameis. The whole purpose of washing your hands is to make them tor. But if you are going to use a tamei keli, so even if you wash your hands, they're going to become tamei again, because the mashkin will become tamei from the kelim, and then the mashkin that became tamei from the keli will be metamei your hands. V'kiv and also lishtamish because a kar of tameis, and since there's halacha, you cannot use a kois that the back is tamei, noit lonely adayim tchila, so you wash your hands first. Now your hands are tar. V'achach mois against the kois, then you pour the wine in the kois. Kidei shlo yikablu ha-mashkin shachar ha-kois, tumma machmas ha-yadayim, so that the mashkin does not get tumma from your hands. V'nimtzu achar ha-kli tmein machmas ois na-mashkin, u'mishtamish boi b'isr. If you're hands make the wine tamei, then the wine makes the keli tamei. And there's an iser, according to Beis Shammai, to use a keli that is tamei, even from the outside, because if so, that tamei keli could make wine that spills on it, that the wine should be tamei, and that wine will make your hands tamei. So there's an iser to use a tamei keli. So therefore, you have to wash your hands first, because if you wash your hands after the pouring of the wine, your hands are tamei, and they will make the liquid tamei, and the liquid will make the keli tamei, and you're not allowed to use a tamei keli. This is the reasoning of Beis Shammai. U Beis Hillel Savri, lo'olam acharei kos tamei. The words of Beis Hillel in our Gemara is that the back of the kos is always tamei. Klomer, what does that mean? It's always tamei because mutar lishtamish b'kos shachar of tamei. You're allowed to use a kos that the back of it is tamei. Hilkach, moizgen es akos tchila v'shois noisoi. Beis Hillel says that if you're allowed to use a tamei keli, then we insist that you make kiddush first. Why? If you're going to make him wash his hands first, and then pour the wine, gzeira. I make a gzeira. Maybe the achar kais is tamei, because according to Beis Hillel, sharei mutar lishtamish b'kais shachar of tamei. The back of a keli could be tamei midrabbanan, and you can use it according to Beis Hillel. So now let's say maybe his hands won't be properly dry. They'll be damp. They'll be wet. And now the tame keli, which basically always allows, will be metame to water that's in his hand. What happened to the mashkin? It becomes a tchila. They will go back and be metame to hands. And the whole purpose is to make your hands tar. Here it comes out that you're going to be using tame hands. He washed his hands, instead of it working, it backfired and his hands became tame again, because the keli's tame, and the keli that's tame makes the mashkin tame, and the mashkin is a tchila, makes the adayim tame. So what did he gain by washing? So therefore, once I say he's allowed to use a tame keli, now we insist that you make kiddush first. This is all from the Bar Tanura in the Mishnayos, explaining the reasons of Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Continues the Gemara on Daf Pei Amud Aleph at the top of the Yomid. Davar Acher, another reason for Beis Hillel, Ein Netilas Yadayim El Samach LeBracha. Netilas Yadayim should be made near the Birchas Hamoitzi. Explains the Pnei Moshe in the left-hand column, the third line. Dover Achol Tamayda Beis Hillel Lefi She'ein Netilas Yadayim Elosomach LeBirchas Hamoitzi VeHilka Gafili Havalon LeMeichesh Mishum Netzoytzes Kedekamer Beis Shammai Kemevur BePirushim Asdisen Afilo Hachi Ha'Adifish Loila Hafzik BeMizikas Hakoyis Bein Netilas Yadayim LeBracha. Says the second pshat, that even if we're going to say that Beis Hillel agrees with Beis Shammai, that there's an issur to use a kos that is tamei mid rabbanan, and we are worried about netzaitzaitz, but still, what does it come out? It comes out, according to Beis Shammai, that we make the netilas yadayim first, because if we would make the Netilas Yadayim after the Meziga, he has a Tohar Kois, because he knows that it's usher to use a Kois that's Tamei Mid Rabbanan, but there's some wine on the back, and his Tamei hands will touch the wine, and then the wine will make the Keli Tomei, and it'll come out he's using a Tomei Keli, which he's not supposed to. Even if you're going to say all that, that's still not a reason to make him wash his hands first. Let his hands be Tomei. Why? Because what you're creating is more of a problem than what you're solving. I'd rather make the bracha of Al Netilas Yadayim right next to the Amoitzi and not have a hefsik than have a hefsik in the middle between the Netilas Yadayim and the Amoitzi by having the Boirei Pri HaGafen, by making Kiddush. So that is more of a reason to say that the order should be first Kiddush, first the Boirei Pri HaGafen, and then the Netilas Yadayim right next to the Amoitzi. Even though there is some chashash that Beis Shammai says why it should not be that way, but since you're going to wind up with a hefsik, Beis Hillel holds the hefsik is more important, that it should not be there, and therefore the order should be Yayin, Netilas Yadayim, and Amoitzi. Continues the Gemara on the second line, Rabivin, or according to the Haredim's Girsa on the top right column, Rab Avin. B'shem Rab Yoichanan, Asya. He has a different Hezber in the Machlokes between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. The Beis Shammai ke Rab Yoisi, u the Beis Hillel ke Rab Meir. We have a Machlokes in this Indian between Rab Yoisi and Rab Meir, and Beis Shammai will hold like Rab Yoisi, and Beis Hillel will hold like Rab Meir. Let us learn the Gemara, and then we'll see the Haredim who explains the Gemara very clearly. The Sanina Taman, we learned over there in Mesech the Kalim Perik Chof Hei. Rab Meir Oimer, Rab Meir says, Liyodayim Temeis Utahiris. So if we look in the Haredim, he tells us the Resha of that Mishnah there, which is Nageyatas. Let us see the Chredim in the first short line on top. Reisha de Masnisen, Kol HaKeilim Yesh Lem HaChorayim, V'toich U'Beis HaTzvito. All kelim have a back, an inside, and a handle. The chredim further down in this piece says istigarsi beis hatzvia. It's a type of handle, whether it's beis hatzvita, beis hatzvia, a type of handle. And the Mishnah there says that for these dinim, each part of the keli is a separate unit. If one part becomes tummy, we don't say that if he touched the other part, he'll become tummy from the other part. He didn't come in contact with the tummy part. As the Charedim says at the end, which is five lines before it gets wide, She'im nitmu achorav de beis hatzvita tor. If the achorav became tummy, so beis hatzvita tor, that's a separate unit. V'im nitma beis hatzvita, and if the handle became tamei, achorav torin, then the back of the keli is tor. Each part is a separate individual part. If one part becomes tamei, we don't say that the other part becomes tamei. That's the basic Mishnah there in the 25th parak of Kalim. So now we have a machloikis between Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Meir. The Sanin and Taman, back to the Gemara, on the fourth line. Rabbi Meir Oimer, that this heter, that each part is a separate unit, and if you touch the tor part, you don't become tummy from the tummy part. That is liyadayim tmeyos utahiros. That refers to hands that are tummy or tohar. Amr Rabbi Yose, Rabbi Yose disagrees. Loy Amran, era loli yadayim tahayros bovad. We only say it for yadayim tahayros and not for tmeyos. Now, what exactly is this machlokes between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yose? Says the Charedim, two lines before it gets wide, right hand column. Rabbi Meir, I'm really yadayim ha tmeyos ula tahayros. Bein liyadayim tmeyos, bein latahayros. Whether your hands are tamei or tor. Yesh hefresh, there's a difference. Ben beis hatzvita lacharayim. Each part, the individual unit. There's a chilek between the handle and the back of the keli. Now he gives an explanation. L'tmeis keitzad, she'im yarev tmeyos, if his hands are tamei. V'yesh mashkin b'chori kli, and there is mashkin on the back of the clay. V'hu oiches hakoyis beis hatzvita, and he's holding the kois by its handle. He's not holding the kois by the back. Ein choyshe shem yiga mashkin shachore hakos v'yasu v'yitamis achore hakos v'es beis svitosoi. So if the hands are tome, and there is mashkin over there, and he's touching the handle, so we don't say, well, since his hands are tamei and there's mashkin in the back of the keli, the mashkin became tamei from his hands, and then the mashkin was metamei the kli from the back. And you're not supposed to use a kli that's tamei midrabanan from the back. We don't say that because he's not holding on to the back of the kli, he's holding on to the handle. It's a separate unit. So we say he did not come in contact with the water, and therefore the water did not make this tor kli tamei, and therefore he was not over to Isser. That's what it means that we say this idea of an independent unit for yadayim tmeyos. Ula tahiris, Kate said. How do you say it for tahiris? She'im yadav tahiris. Let's say his hands were tar. Valeyem mashke toifeyach. And he has some water that can make other things wet as well. Vachore akos tmeyin. And he knows that the back of the coast is tamei. He's holding on to the handle. He's now worried that maybe the back of the keli came in contact with the water, and therefore, or the liquid, and therefore the liquid became tummy, and that liquid will make the hands tummy. No, his hands remain tor, because his hands are holding on to the handle, and the water is on the Achorayim, and therefore he is not coming in contact with the water, and he doesn't have to worry that his hands became tamei. That's the sheet of Rab Meir. Rabbi Yossi Aimer loy amru el l'tahayros, says the Charedim, the sover the l'tahayros bavad hu de loy cheshin, avul tmeis cheshinin, by tmeis yar cheshin. So it come out that if your hands are tamei, and there's water on the back, or a liquid on the back of the keli, and you're touching the handle, will still say that you came in contact with the water, and therefore the water is tummy, and therefore it makes the kli tummy, and you're not supposed to use that tummy kli. V'hachi savri be'shamai k'rabi yoisi. That's what Rabivin or Rab Avin said that this machloigs between Rabbi Sil and Beishama is telling the machloigs Rabbi Yossi and Rameir. Beishama is going to hold like Rabbi Yossi. Lahachi Amru de la Yimzik HaKaisa Yivarach Kaidim Natila. That's why they held, don't make Bar Per Goffin before Natila. You have to wash your hands. Why? Shai Re Yadav Tmeis. Kichol Sheini Lutuma. Your hands are tummy like a Sheini. The Kiev and the Bishas Mzig is Neufel Mashka Tefecha Chara Kais, and we're worried that there's drops on the back of the Kais. Havi Kilo Naga Boy. So, according to Rabbi Yossi, we don't say there's a separation between the handle and the back. So, therefore, it's as if you touch the handle, and the handle has Mashka on it. And your hands are Tomei if you're not going to do Natilas time before the Mziga. So, your hands are Tomei. They make the Mashkan Tomei. And even though you're touching the handle, it's Kilu, you touch the back, and therefore you made the Keli Tomei. You're not allowed to use a Tomei Keli. V'nitmu ha-Mashkan, v'tom ha-chor ra-koysu, mishtamish by be-isser. And then he says also in the brackets, it could backfire that it can make your tore hands also Tomei. Es yada v'yoychel b'yadayim esavos, and it'll come out that you'll be making your Torah hands, if they're Torah or Tomei, you'll be eating with Tomei hands. So that's the shita of Beis Shammai, that we only say, like Rabbi Yossi says, this halacha of separation, different units only by Torah hands, but we don't say it by Tomei hands. And therefore, you should wash your hands first. They still savri karab meir dafilu b'yadayim tmeis, continues the charedim. Kisha oich cheis hakois bebeis tri tasa. He's holding the handle. Ein shashi gibim mashkin shabacharav. V'achi kamim beisil. Ein shash isher. Sharei ein mishtamish b'kli shacharav tmeis. He's not using a keli that dacharav tmeis. U'matzim azgitchila. Therefore, you could use the kois, you can make kiddush first. U'lekach adarab tvei od. Since Beis Hillel has that sword, you should not make a hefsek between the Netilah and the Birchas HaMaitzi, and since Beis Hillel holds that there is a separation. So we'll have to say that our case here, the Machlokes Beis Shammai in our Mishnah is speaking about, where there's only water on, or a liquid on one part, on the back, he's holding the handle. So Beis Shammai says it doesn't matter, because we consider as if he's holding the back, which has the water. And therefore it'll come out that his Tomei hands, if he doesn't do Natila first, will be Tomei Kaili, and he's using a Tomei Kaili. Beis Hillel says that, yes, I agree that you're not supposed to use a Tomei Kaili, but he's not using a Tomei Kaili, because he's only touching the handle, and it's a separate unit. And therefore, we're not worried that maybe his hands came into contact with the water that's on the back of the keli and made the keli tamei, because he only touched the handle, and we say that there's a separation not only by tahara's hands, but even by hands that are tamei, and he's not touching the water that's on the back of the keli. He's touching the handle, and according to Beis Hillel, there's no problem in that situation. So Rabivin, or Rabavin, according to Charedim, is giving a case where even if Beis Hillel agreed to Beis Shammai, you shouldn't use a Tomei keli. Beis Shammai holds it is a case of using a Tomei keli, because they hold like Rabbi Yosef, that when your hands are Tomei, we are worried that you're going to make the keli Tomei. And Beis Hillel disagrees and holds like Rav Meir, that even when your hands are Tomei, we're not worried that you will make the keli Tomei. So if you're using a Torah keli, we don't say that the keli became Tomei. You didn't do anything wrong. Our next Gemara discusses the inyan of Netilas Yadayim for a Suda, which applies not only to Kahanim, but it applies to Yisraelim as well. It applies not only in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, it applies even Bizman HaZeh. So before we get into the sugya further, we should first give a background of the reason why Chazal were misaken Netilas Yadayim before a person eats bread. And the Gemara tells us in Masechta Shabbos, Daf Yud Dalet Amud Aleph, that Chazal made the tumah of hands that were not washed. They were part of the Yudches Gzeris. And the reason is because Yadayim Askani is saying the hands are active, they're busy, and the person, especially at night when he's sleeping, he could put his hands into areas of his body that are perspired, that are unclean, and this would not be a proper way to eat truma by the touching of the truma with such hands. If they were not washed first, could make the truma disgusting, repugnant, or maybe even inedible, and therefore Chazal were misaken a tumas yadayim, that the yadayim become tame. This would force a person to wash his hands and make them tohar, and while he's making his hands tohar, that would guarantee that his hands would become clean as well, and he wouldn't have to worry anymore about eating the truma with perspired or dirty hands. Now, l'chayra, this has nothing to do with cholent. This is all something to do with truma. Truma, the hands are sheni, and they would make the truma tamei, and that would force a person to wash his hands before eating the truma, so that he shouldn't eat truma that was tamei. What does that have to do with chulin? Chulin, a sheni cannot make chulin tamei. The most that chulin could become is a sheni. Chulin cannot become a shlishi or a vi, as in the case of truma shlishi and kachim revi'i. As we spoke about at the beginning of this year, this does not apply to chulin. So why would he have to wash his hands by chulin? The Gemara tells us in Mesecht Chulin, Daf Kuf Vav Amid Aleph, because of Sarach Truma. That means making a routine for Truma. Since the Chachamim wanted that the Kohanim, before they eat Truma, should wash their hands, therefore, they established it by Chulin as well, and not only by Kohanim, but by Bnei Yisrael as well. Yes, the Bnei Yisrael don't have to wash their hands before eating every kind of truma, only bread, but that itself was a very strong takana that the Kohanim would be careful to wash their hands before eating truma. They would have a routine that even Chulin they would have to wash. So this is the reason why the Kohanim washed their hands before eating Truma and Chulin, and so too the Yisrael was part of that Takana, especially by eating bread, that he should wash his hands before. Now, well, how would that apply Bizman Hazeh when we don't have a Beis HaMikdash? And the answer is that that Meher Yubana Beis HaMikdash, Mitzvah Shem, the Beis HaMikdash will come soon, and Chazal wanted that people should be used to it from the time before the Beis HaMikdash will be rebuilt, so that when the Beis HaMikdash is rebuilt, immediately they will be accustomed to eating bread in a state of Tahara. There is another reason that's mentioned in the Gemara in Chulin, and that this has nothing to do with Srach Truma, but rather it has to do with, like there's an expression, cleanliness is godliness, that if a person is clean, that is connected to Kedusha, and therefore nothing to do with the whole union of a Sheni, Latuma, but rather that there's a inyan in washing one's hands, there's an inyan of Kedusha to wash one's hands, and that certainly would apply even Bizman Hazeh. This is the background for the Takana of Netilas Yadayim, even by Chulin, for Yisrael, and even Bizman Hazeh. Begins Gemara, Rabbi Yaisi b'shem Rabbi Shapsi, Rabbi Chiya b'shem Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, they said the following, L'chala, concerning chala, we'll soon see what this means in the Charedim, Ulan tel Shadayim, and to wash your hands. For the Sud, the Mahalach Arba Mili, you don't have water, you have to walk 4 mili. A mili, it takes 18 minutes to walk. This is the shear of 72 minutes, which the Chofetz Chaim tells us is not in distance, but in time. Therefore, today, when a person can go in 72 minutes by car much further than he was able to do without a car, he's mechuyev to search for water on his journey ahead up to 4 milim. If there's no water to be found up to 4 milim, then as the Haredim brings down in the last line of the Haredim, Elakoyrech Yodov Bemapa V'Oichel, then he would cover up his hands with a cover, and he would eat it. He wouldn't wash his hands. He's allowed to eat with covered hands. He wears a glove, but that's only if he cannot find water within the next 72 minutes of travel. If he's walking, as far as he can walk in 72 minutes. If he's going by car, then as far as he can go by car in 72 minutes. Rabba Vu, Bishem, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Chanina, Hadod, Amar Lefanav. That's when you're going on your journey ahead. But to go backwards, you want to go ahead, and now I'm going to look for water behind me, so that's going to make my journey much longer. A matrichim love, according to the Rishami, we're not matrichim at all. He's not mechuyev to go back. The Meforshim point out that the Bavli disagrees. The Bavli says that back he has to go 1 mil. Let us see the Haredim inside. Approximately 10 lines from the bottom, Divrei Maskil L'Chala, the Bavli, Perik, Elu, Oivrim in the right-hand column, Memr, the Rish Lakish Gufa, El Dahasim, B'makam Chala, Oimer, L'Gebel. That is a person who needs dough. V'hihi, it's the same idea. Pirish Ba'aruch, B'taisis, the Ba'adam, Hamahalach, B'derech, a person's going on a trip, V'kamar, Dem Yesh Gebel, if there is a person who needs dough, Ho'isi, Sosir, B'tahara, Rechuk, Rachuk Arba Milin, he is far away. 4 milin, Yamtin Achigil Oisoy Gavel, he should wait till he gets to that person who needs a dough. Oi, Im Yesh Mikva, Shalarboam Saw, Rachuk Arba Milin, She Yitwa Boy, that he will, the guy who has the dough will be Tovel. Yamtin Kadeshatia, Hachala Tahir, we want to have Tor Chala, and therefore, before he's mafrish challah, he should wait either to go to a mikveh where he himself will be matar himself and he will do the kneading of the dobatara, or he'll come to a person whose occupation is to knead dough and he is tar and he will knead his dough for him so that the challah will be taken matar. That's a din in challah. Ulan atil shadayim pirish bar chen rashi atil shadayim lachila, as we spoke in the hagdama, that for chulin, for Yisrael, he should wash his hands before he eats bread. Im yesh richuk rachuk mimen arba milin matrichin alav. So we make him bother. V'lo yoichli, shouldn't eat at igiyasham until he reaches there, the water, and then he washes his hands for netos adayim. The im rachuk yoicer, but if it's further than that, im matrichin alav, we're not matrichim. Klal el kairich yodav b'mapav oichli, wraps his hands in a cover and he eats it. And now the Gemara has a chakira. Shomri ganis pratesim, people who are guards of gardens and orchards. So what is their din? And the Meforshim say that they have to have water to irrigate the gardens and orchards. So Shomri ganis pratesim, ma at avadlan, what category are you going to put them in? Right now they're busy with other jobs in the garden. So do I say klifneyan, that since they're eventually going to go and look for water, so therefore we're matriach them now to go up to 4 milin and look for water? Or do we say kalacharein? Or do we say that since right now they're busy with other jobs and not with irrigation, so right now we should say it's like a person who would have to go back, and according to Rishalmi, who argues in the Bavli, going back, you're not matriach a person at all. So what category do these people have? They're not actually on a trip, but they will eventually go out looking for water. So do I say to them already, you're going to be going out eventually, you're like going on a trip, and therefore we're matriach you 4 milin? Or do I say, no, right now they're busy with other jobs, they're not on the road, therefore we're not matrichim. It's like going backwards when you're on a journey. The Chazal were not matrich netilas yadayim for eating a suda. wrap up your hands and eat it that way. Put on a glove. That's the question of the Gemara. As we turn to Daf Pei Amud Beis, says the Gemara, Neshminim and Adah. Let's learn the answer to this question from another halacha. We find a Mishnah in Chala, Perik Beis, Mishnah Aleph, Ha'isha Yeshevis. A woman can sit, Vikotze Chalosa, and she can separate her chala, aruma, if she is naked. How can she make a bracha on her chala if she's naked? A person cannot make a bracha by an erva. The answer is, mipnei shehi yechola lechasas satzma, because she can cover herself. Avaloi ha'ish, but a man who is naked would not be able to make the bracha on chala, because his erva is always noticeable. Let us see the Charedim in the top left-hand corner. Vekotze chalos aruma mefareshes, she separates the chala, umuvareches, and she makes a bracha al hafra shosa on her separation of chala. Vehu sheponeo shalamato, that her face at the bottom, her erva between her legs, toichos bekarka, they are in to the ground. In other words, that her erva is not exposed. She's sitting flush against the ground. So her entire erva is covered. I asked the Charedim v'Agavos, what about her buttocks in her back that are able to be seen? What about that erva? Ein b'hem mishum erva l'inyan bracha. Concerning a bracha, it's not considered for her an erva for her to make a bracha. Avol be'ish, but a man, if he's naked, ein yechol levarach arm, he cannot make a bracha when he's naked. She'i efshe l'chasos ervosa, he cannot cover his erva as the woman can. She'hare bolten habeyim v'hagid, the testicles and his aver are sticking out, and he's not able to cover it, and therefore he cannot make a bracha. That is what the Mishnah says in Masechet Chala. So now let us analyze the Mishnah. Vahadoi, should that woman, loy b'toy chabayis yosheves, isn't she sitting in her house, and eventually she is going to get dressed. And getting dressed is certainly the better way to do things, because you should, number one, make a l'chatchila, the bracha standing up and not sitting. And if she stands up, then her erva will be megula. It will be revealed, because she won't be sitting flush against the ground. And eventually, of course, she's going to get dressed. So why don't we tell her, get dressed now and do the mitzvah properly. Stand up and recite the bracha properly. V'at omer, and yet you say, ein matrichin aleha. We're not matricha. We don't insist that she put in the extra effort to stand up. So therefore, v'kan, and here, where we had a shaila by the garters, the shomrim, the guards of the gardens and orchards, whether they should stand up and go for mill to get water, or they're considered like going back, and by going back we're not matriach them. The answer is, we see that in certain cases Chazal did not force the person to be matriach himself. So here too, by the water, we will say that Chazal did not force the guard to stand up and go 4 mil to get water. Continues the Gemara. Tony, we have learned in a brisa. Mayim shalufnei hamozoin. Mayim rishoinim al netilas yadoyim. That's rishus. Vishel achar hamozoin. And mayim achroinim, which we do because of the salt of stoim, which could be very detrimental to remove that salt. Vishel achar hamozoin chayv. That's an obligation. Let us see the charedim. Fourth wide line on top. Rishus. Pirshu b'bavli, mitzvah. Here it says it's only rishus. It's voluntary. However, in the Bavli it says it's a mitzvah. He elagabi mayim achrayim dechamiri tvei The Ikra Chayv Vakar Rishon Rishus. It's only relative to my Machroinim, which the Gemara calls it's a chov, an obligation. So it calls the Mayim Rishonim Rishus, but really Mayim Rishonim is also a mitzvah. It's not just a voluntary thing, it's a mitzvah to do it, but it's not as strict, not as chomer as Mayim Achroinim. Elo continues the Gemara, Sheva Rishonim Noit Lumafsik. By the first waters, the water used on the Tulsi Doyim, you can wash your hands, umafsik. The simple part of umafsik would be that after you wash your hands, you could talk before you eat. And that can't be the pshat, because we know that, as we've learned before, that the Al Natulsi Doyim has to be right next to the hamotzi. You are not allowed to be mafsik. So the Gemara is going to ask, what do you mean that you're allowed to be mafsik? Ubishniyim, by the Mayim Achroinim, Noitel Ve'en Mafsik. There, once you have washed your hands, you cannot be mafsik. Ask the Gemara, Ma'u Noitel Mafsik. What do you mean by that by the Mayim Rishonim you're allowed to wash your hands and then you're allowed to be mafsik? Because we know you can't talk afterwards. So in what way is the Mayim Rishonim different than the Mayim Achroinim? Rabbi Yaakov Bar Acha Omar, Noitel Ve'shoina. It means that you do it two times. By Mayim Achroinim, you only wash each hand once. But by Mayim Rishonim, you wash each hand twice. So there's a hefsik, meaning that you don't pour both times on the same hand right after the other, that there's no hefsik. You have to stop a little bit in between each pouring. And that's what it means that he's mafsik. Noitel Ve'shoina, you do it twice. So then the Gemara says, Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchak, Amar, Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchak said, Boy, Noitel Ve'shoina. You just explained to me, the Brisa, that by Mayim Rishonim you have to wash twice, by Mayim Rishonim only once. Va'at Amrat Rishus, and yet before you said that the Mayim Rishonim compared to the Mayim Achroinim is a Rishus, it's not as strong as the Mayim Achroinim. So let's see what the Chredim says. Noitel Ve'shoina, V'at Amrat Rishus, Bitmiyo, Harei Ata Machmir Bem Yosemin Achroinim. The Mayim Rishonim have a Chumra more than Mayim Achroinim. You have to do it twice. So how could you say it's a Rishus compared to a Chova? V'salka B'kushya, and the Gemara remains with a Kasha. There's one Chredim that we skipped, so let's go back to it. Noitel Ve'shoina, Pirush HaMordechai, Perek El Dvorim, Shayfech HaYad or Shtei Pom. You have to pour the water on your hands two times. Achas, and now he gives the reason. Why do you do it two times? Achas L'tahar HaSeidayim. The first time you do it is to be matar your hands that have a din of a sheni. U'pam Sheinis, L'tahar HaMayim, Shenitmu B'negiyosim L'yadayim Mesu'a Avos. The water that you pour on to your hands, on the tummy hands. That water became tummy, and now you take the second water, and that rinses off the first water that became tummy from the din of Yadayim, that they have a din of a sheni, and it's metames, and now we get rid of the tumah of Yadayim, and we get rid of the water that became tummy from the Yadayim. That's why you do it twice. Our shir today ends off with two very fascinating stories to show us the importance of Mayim Rishonim and Mayim Achroinim. Om Rabbi Yaakov Bar Idi, said Rabbi Yaakov Bar Idi, Al Rishonim, because someone did not do Mayim Rishonim, he didn't wash before he ate Nechal Basar Chazir. So that person ate Chazir. Al Hashniyim, because somebody did not wash Mayim Achroinim, Yotzi Yishom Yibeso. He came to divorce his wife. Yeshom and son say, Shenergu Alei Shlosh Nefashos, that three people were killed because he did not wash Mayim Achroinim. To understand what is being said here, we have to look in the Charedim, who brings the Gemoras, which are found in the Bavli. The first Charedim is Basar Chazir, around 10 lines before it gets wide. Basar Chazir, Perek Kol HaBasar, in Chulin, Maisi Law, Bavli, and the Chulin Daf Kufav and Alf, Pirish Rashi, Shahayachem Van Yisrael, Moicher Basar Shchutel, Yisrael, Mavashlo Machiloi. It was, as the Gemara explains, there was a time of oppression against the Jews, and this person was trying to hide the fact that he was a Jew, so he also sold treif meat. He sold kosher meat and treif meat. but he didn't want to sell treif meat to a Jew, so he would look if the person would wash netilas adayim before he ate, so he knew he was Jewish. To him, he would only feed kosher meat. He would give him the nevelas that didn't have shechita or basar tamei. He did not wash mayim rishonim. So the store manager thought that he is a goy, and therefore he gave him pig meat to eat. So this shows us the importance of washing mayim rishonim. And from mayim achronim, we have a different story. Because of somebody who didn't wash mayim achronim, he divorced his wife. Yatzi yishim rebeisa, bebavli pek basra de yuma, andaf pe gimel rebeisa, mesech de yuma. It speaks about, she'odam echad hifkit kis, mois, le'ush bizichnei. Be'er Shabbos, he gave the innkeeper, his name happened to be Kidor, and actually the Gemara there says that there were three people who were staying by the innkeeper, Rav Meir, Rav Yehuda, and Rav Yossi, and Rav Yehuda and Rav Yossi gave their money satchel, their wallet, they gave to the innkeeper over Shabbos, the Yom Rishon, Sunday after Shabbos, Kishatavu, when they asked for their money back, kofar. He denied it. He said, you never gave it to me. But oyd shemadabrim imoy, while they were speaking with him, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi, histaklu, they looked at him and they saw, shehoya adoshim al-sfame, on his mustache, there was lentil soup. So, hini hu, they left him alone. V'alchalishte, they went to his wife. Amru la, they said to her, V'alecha, your husband, Omar, said, Shetit alonik, you said you should give us our wallets. V'zel chasimin, and this is a sign that he gave us to tell you, to show that he had sent us. She'achaltim adashmiyam, that this morning for breakfast you ate lentils. And that was true, it was the fact. And they were eating alone, nobody was around in their private abode there, and she assumed that he, in fact, had told Rav Yossi and Rav Yehuda that this is the sign, we ate lentils. She didn't realize that the Chachamim figured it out from what was on his mustache. Ozal Iul Beisei. So now she gave away the money, which he had denied getting. Ozal Iul Beisei came home, Kishi Yoda, when he found out what had happened. So there's two versions. Yeshua and Gorshi divorced her. And that's what our Gemara says, that because of Mayim Achroinim, someone divorced his wife. Yeshua and Horga, he killed her. Kaina Damrina, Mayim Achroinim, Horga Sanefesh, Zu Ishtoi Shalzeh. Because of Mayim Achroinim, somebody was killed. That's this person's wife. Why? What did it have to do with Mayim Achroinim? She'ilu Notel Yoda Mayim Achroinim. If after he had eaten, he had washed his hands with Mayim Achroinim, Derech Hanoitim Yadayim, when somebody washes his hands, the derech is lekaneach esfamim biyadayim toifchois. With the wet hands, he goes over his mustache to clean his mustache from any food residue that might be on his mustache. Veloy hoyoloy adoshim near him. Had he done that, then the lentils would not have appeared on his mustache. They would have been wiped off when he washed his hands, mayimachroinim. So because he failed to do that, that's why he came home and he got angry at his wife and he divorced her. And some say, as we found in the Yerushalmi, the Yeshayrim, that three people were killed. How does it work out to be three people? When he killed his wife, Bob Noi, his son came, Shoy Bebais, who was in the house, and he saw what his father did to his mother, Limchas Biyada. He protested, how could you kill my mother? And in his anger, he killed his son. And Achashirosh Shnei Arugim, and when he saw what his anger had caused, that he had killed his wife and he had killed his son, he felt despondent. Olalagag, he went up to the roof, Betz Boinoi, in his depression, his sadness. The Hippel Atzmoy, and he jumped off and he killed himself. Three people were killed. In the Rosh Cirillo, it has a different version. In the right hand column, the last line, the Ikamandi Amar, So how did he kill three people? Because he killed his wife. She had two sons. She didn't just have the one son, two sons. And he killed both sons also. So that was a total of three people, the wife and the two sons. So from these two stories, we see how important it is what can come out if chas v'shalom a person doesn't wash mayim rishonim, and chas v'shalom if he doesn't wash mayim.